Brilliance Audio presents Rivers by Martin Michael Dreesen, translated by John Reeder, performed by David DeVries. Fleuve Sauvage. All comes to naught. 1. If you have to drink, then do it someplace where it won't bother anyone, his wife had said. If you have to drink, then do it now, his agent had said. Your Banquo rehearsals don't start until September. Sure, you can borrow my canoe and tent, his son had said, but I'm not going out on that river with you. Is the point of this trip to drink yourself to death? It had rained nonstop the past few days, and the water level at Saint-Menehould was uncommonly high for July. At dinner at Le Cheval Rouge, he drank wine, on his hotel bed, whiskey from the bottle he'd cracked open on the drive down from Brussels. He'd go alone then. He knew that alcohol made him aggressive, and that others steered clear of him. In that regard, by now he had the forbearance of a leper. What held him back, he considered as he topped up the plastic bathroom cup with whiskey, was his rock-solid resolve. If he were to swear never to drink another drop, he would stick to it. Otherwise, he would lose all self-respect, and it would be his downfall. He'd never be able to look himself in the mirror again if he broke a vow like that. So he had to weigh things up carefully before committing himself, because he'd be stuck with it for the rest of his life. You are an alcoholic, the doctor had said. In your case, moderate drinking is not an option. You'll have to give it up altogether. I'll think about that on the river, he thought. The bottle in my backpack might be the last one I'll ever drink. Say I make that decision. Marriage saved, filial respect restored, career at the National Theater stabilized. For 10 years, you'll look 10 years younger. You might still have a shot at playing Hamlet. The bottle on the nightstand was nearly empty, but the one in his backpack was for the river. That and a sedative and a half should just about do it. Do you really want to quit drinking? He thought as he lit a cigarette. It's not happiness, but it sure does feel like it. More than anything else you know. 2. The quay was flooded, and there was barely enough room to float under the first bridge. He pushed off. Saint-Menehould was as sleepy as he was this Sunday morning. The town was deserted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?